My family got hit with a bus full of gay kids. All right, Lemaire, you fixed the problem.
Lemaire, good job.
Keep an eye on that thing.
Guard dog, the superstar's already gone. He's left our lives.
I know, dude.
He's already out big dogging on the road.
He's on tour, dude.
Tour bus, dude, because you know how sticky it gets.
Like, we weren't supposed to come up with something this clean. Like, something happened.
He's on them big silver wings, dude, carrying him across the
big
country.
Shot.
He is, dude. He's such a nice, humble boy, dude. Every week just to tease him.
So we're here with Lemaire Lee, the executive producer today.
The big shot. That's the bigger shot, dude.
Well,
it's the big shot. You should have seen him out, dude, out in Boston way, Lemaire.
I heard.
Bro.
I heard. Ooh. I
the
heard.
Throngs, big pop. Dude.
Big that your pop. First, was that your first pop?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to do.
It's a nice feeling, right? Yeah, I had a feeling. I actually said exactly that. I said, I'm sure when they did it, he was like, oh, okay.
Dude.
Hi, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it was very funny.
Yes.
I gave him I told the sound, given the songs is very fun. I was like, go pull up for Lemaire. I was like, pull up Kiss by the Rose at the most dramatic point. He walks Dude. Up. It was like, I've been kissed by Rose.
I make anytime I get to, well, I tell them every time Lemaire needs to come out to Simply Irresistible. he walks so autistically and fast to the mic.
I know.
There's no time. It literally just goes, Simply Irresistible. Yeah. He's like, hi, hello, everybody. It just says Simply Irresistible.
It was the first night I gave him something, but he was so fucking fast. They didn't get to hear it. I forget what I gave him, but it was so fast. I was like, I asked him, did you guys play it? And they're like, yeah, we did. But he was like, right to the mic.
Yeah, he's quick.
So I said, look, keep it up, turn it up, and let him stew in it. And dude, it was like, I've been kissed by baby. He walked on.
Yeah, that's nice.
Dude, it was pretty tight.
Lemaire hit me with the fucking, was that you with the NBC song?
Oh, Round Ball Rock?
Yeah, that gets some people going. I come out to the NBA,
that's kinda
NBC
nice.
Theme song. Dun, 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 dun. No one thinks it's funny.
That's kind of nice, though.
I stand and let it play for a minute, and everyone's like, all right.
Yeah, that stinks.
Go, start the show.
Yeah, come on.
Funny music, you've found out several times.
I
funny music
at the beginning
is only funny to us.
I know. I tried doing like ambient
You're
music.
You're coming out like space lasers and shit.
We can like barely hear it. Yeah. So they're like, what is this?
And you stand up and like, huh? Is it funny?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, dude, I tell you about my death spiral.
No, I'd like to hear it.
Dude, I was doing I switched the order of everything. I was like, I got to figure out like.
Oh, yeah.
And dude,
change up the order of your set.
You just got to remember it, you know? It's not as like tight as it's
It's not
like,
as easy as it looks,
it's
folks.
Not, dude.
You got to fucking remember an hour speech.
That's a lot, dude.
It's a lot.
It's a fucking ton. It has to make sense, too. And it's like, dude, I came out and just went, I'm like, all right, I got this. And then like 2 seconds in, I went, wait, what was that first thing? And I went, oh, why'd I switch everything around? I was just standing there going, I was literally, my body was like,
I don't
dude,
know, man.
My body was like, get off now. And I had to be like, no, dude, I can't end right now. I'm convinced that there's going to be a point where I just have a complete mental breakdown and have to go, hey, sorry, the show's canceled. Like, yeah, you saw you guys. I'm going home right now.
You got to just go. You got to pretend there's an earpiece and go, my dad just died.
There's a
I have to go. There's a family emergency. My whole family just died. You understand.
My family got hit with a bus full of gay kids.
Please don't fucking ask for a refund. You understand. Goodbye.
I feel like it's one night, guys. Go on.
It's one night. Come on.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think I have vanquished this part of my brain, but it goes back to you have the dreams where you come
never
out.
Vanquished, bro.
You come out. Yeah, maybe.
It
hopefully
comes
not.
Back. That's what I was telling you. I was like, I'm in a good spot.
Yeah.
Comments, nothing's getting to me.
They get you.
Next week, you'll see me like, guys, stop. What the fuck, guys?
Well, every time, it's like the arms race. You think you develop like the mental structure to be like, nah, I'm pretty impervious. And someone crafts this brand new weapon and you go, no,
well, maybe I was watching
mass casualties.
Oh, we're ruined. I was watching Reddit video and it was in the middle of it. It's just like, hi, Shane. And I was just like, fuck, I gotta stop doing this.
The videos?
Yeah, anytime there's a comment that's like, hi, Shane.
Oh, it does, yeah. That'll stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, I go, god damn, they know I'm a fucking weirdo. I'm lurking on subreddits.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun to overcome, dude. An absolute, like, dude, go, leave. You know, I get like full body waves of panic that just like start here and just go.
On stage?
I've gotten them before. Never before that bad on stage ever in my life. But I got them before from like if I like mix mushrooms with weed, I get hit with the most sinister. It was that level of like, it's like honestly like a demon passing through my body, and I go,
yeah.
And I was able to stall and then get my feet. I was proud of myself.
I had one like a month ago at the stand. I don't know why. There was a girl in the front row, and I said something making fun of her, and she was like, "Oh, great." And I felt so bad. And I didn't care, but my face got dark red and I started sweating like fucking crazy. And I couldn't look at her. As soon as she said all great, I was like looking at her. I was like, just started staring at the ceiling the rest of the set.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, you are playing.
Got off stage. I was like, it's hot up there, right? And the host was like, no. I was like, fuck, dude. I think I'm dying. Something's very wrong. I'm dripping in sweat. On a 10-minute set. I was covered in sweat.
Yeah, it stinks, man.
Dark red face on stage. An embarrassed face.
Dude, terrible. Crimson, dude. Just crimson.
So weird.
Dude, you're playing with like archaic like biotechnology where it's like high being in front of like 25 people, your organism is going like, or even if it's God forbid hundreds, if not thousands, your organism's going like, dude, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. This is bad.
Why are all these people staring at us? Yeah, they're going to eat us. Get out, get out. Your body's going, no, don't do this.
Yeah.
Your brain goes, but we need to.
That's why it evacuates all the shit.
Oh yeah.
Piss and diarrhea before you go on stage.
Dude.
It's a guarantee.
Can of snakes.
It is.
You sit down right before. People are like, dude, that was quick. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's one spray of shit out of my ass. And then it's like, all right, let's go on stage. I have to spray a horrific spray of shit out of my ass.
I have the physiology of a sick dog before I go on.
Cocktail just. slinking around the green room.
Yeah.
Do you drop vicious diarrhea sometimes before you go on stage?
No, I poop before I go home. Or before I leave the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try.
I do too. And then I go and I sit there and I go, hold on a second. It's like,
yeah, hold on. I'm nervous. My stomach's upset.
I take like a duck shit in the toilet.
Now, granted, I just got done eating some buffalo bites four Bud Lights. And I'm nervous. Hey, I throw some dip in there.
Yeah, true.
Throw some Skull. That'll settle my stomach.
But it was good. It was good overall. I don't want to paint the wrong portion, but in terms of an inner, I haven't had that intense of an inner episode in a while. And I went like, whoa, that was a crazy arena for it. And it was, you know, it's 4 seconds and it feels like 40 minutes. And you just go like, they know I lost my mind.
Everybody knows I'm retarded.
No problem. Dude, it was, either way.
Everyone in the crowd can see I'm a giant buffoon. They're right. It's not that good. That comment was right. I'm better at podcasting than stand-up.
Dude, Boston was pretty nice, dude. We stayed in South Boston.
Oh, you're
Southy, bro.
Dude,
as I was talking the whole time, I was talking about this. So walking around, I was so tough, dude, the whole time.
Were you listening to Dropkick Murphys?
No, I should have. I was just walking around. I was going back like I wanted to tap into like 80s Southy. So I'm like, no music. I'm walking around.
Oh, fucking, nice.
The fuck's his problem?
Yeah, you're like, what's that guy? A fucking Vietnamese?
I was telling him.
Him, Mark.
I was telling him. I was eyeing up. And I was like, I saw an Asian dude. And I just went.
Yeah, you're like, dude. I'm Mark Wahlberg.
That was all I thought.
I'm Mark Wahlberg.
But dude, I was walking.
Stay out.
I was walking around being like, dude, I was like, this place is not tough. Like, this place has gone soft. Just walking.
Southie?
It's been like completely developed.
I can't believe you're talking about Southie.
I was walking the streets just being like, dude, I didn't see a single soul. I don't think anyone lives there anymore.
How does Boston get so many fucking movies?
It looks
every
cool.
Movie's from Boston.
Because it looks cool.
A bunch of white. I know the answer. It's the last white tough city.
That's what I'm saying.
So white people, that's good for the. That's a big blockbuster.
Yep.
White people love to see whites being tough.
That's exactly what it's a tough white place. But dude,
many tough white movies, dude. Gran Turismo, just a white guy, just like, get out of here.
To hell.
Get out of my neighborhood. I'm tough white.
Didn't he stay there? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he stayed. And then he fucking Marky Marked. A bunch of Asians moved in. He was like, what are you guys doing in my neighborhood?
Get in my garage.
Yeah.
They're in there doing their math homework.
Gran Torino.
Dude, I'm walking around is like, I'm like, I might honestly be the toughest dude here.
Completely in South.
I thought I was.
You might be the toughest guy in South.
Dude, no, they have the heroin bros kicking around. They're hiding. I went to a Target and it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, all right. I was like 9:50. I was like, I'll get a couple of things and leave. They hit the lights. They just cut the lights.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not pitch black, but it's dark. So I'm like, all right, fuck, let me get out of here. I'm like pushing my cart. I'm like, they'll probably be like, you know, I was thinking there was going to be like parents or someone there who like ran out of time getting stuff. It was literally seven heroin addicts in like just different shopping carts, all like going about their business shopping. Dude, I was checking out, and it was just one guy just being like, excuse me.
And there's that's like a this, tough white, dude.
Dude, that was it was a polite heroin addict.
That's
It was kind of nice. He'd be like, oh, I'm sorry about that. He was completely just lost, dude. And there was a couple the whole
time. It's gotta be tough to be a heroin addict and still have like self-guilt. Guilt and like aware that you're causing a problem.
He was intensely aware of the fact that his presence was a burden on, but it was just
because I've never seen one that has that awareness,
dude. The other two, there was a couple who was a dude and a girl. The dude just kept going like, baby. White heroin addict dudes talk like 30s jazz musicians. They're so smooth.
They gotta be.
Baby.
You gotta keep your babe in line.
Dude, exactly. He kept being like, baby.
Babe, don't worry. I'll get the juice for us, honey.
Baby.
Baby, we got some stuff outside.
They really do.
All right, now steal that. We got a heroin out front outside. I'm gonna do some heroin in 5 minutes.
And she kept trying to pump
steal
up.
Steal those Dunkaroos.
Dude, she was
steal that box of Dunkaroos.
Baby.
Ah, they locked them up. We stole too many Dunkaroos, man. Gushers. Dude, they get a 24-pack of Gushers, just heroin and Gushers.
Dude, they were talking about snacks. He was like,
they love snacks.
I like the cherry ones. Like, actually, let me see if I have any cherry ones. She's like, babe, put this shirt on. It looks so good on you. You're wearing the shit out of this shirt. They're like so picking gear out. And he'd be like, baby, come here, baby.
The good times.
It was the good times. Yeah, they were both like about the screaming
documentary. They're going to be in rubble. In rubble. Dead in rubble, dude.
I had the biggest.
Not from a collapsed building. After the building collapsed, laid in a fucking.
They just wake up in starter pullovers. Yeah, like, where the hell this come from? Dude, it was. Listening to their conversation was the funniest fucking things. I'm like, all right, I get out of there finally. And I'm like, now there's like the bros. There's literally probably like 12 active, like not and out fucked up dudes. One of them was just like torso in a shopping cart, just like passed out, but it was crazy. So I'm outside now. I'm kind of like, dude, one of these dudes, because one guy, anyone who walked by him, he'd be like, what the fuck's your problem, fucking pussy? Like, he would just talk shit to anyone. So I was like, he kept bopping around. I'm like, dude, if he sees me, he's going to say something to me. I don't want to fucking fight this guy. So we're sitting there. I'm waiting outside. I'm like, I call an Uber. I'm like, oh, my God.
You got like zombie walk past him.
I had a dude literally.
You know how in the movies they like pretend to be zombies? You got to do that. If you see one, you got to.
Well, it was the cops are right there. So I walked out with them. The cops were sitting
fucking
there.
Fucking
like,
cops aren't going to do anything.
They were yelling at the pigs.
Yeah, they don't fucking like the fucking pigs. Fucking dude, quop.
The quops.
The quops.
I didn't want to be looked at as another heroin addict. So I walked back all upstanding. Yeah. Like, hello, sir.
Officers,
I'm just here to get stuff for my family. Dude. So I walked out. So I was like, I should have zombie walked, honestly.
Fucking fruit by the foot. The cops are going to stop us from getting the gushes.
I walk out, the guy's talking shit to everybody, and I'm like, I hope this guy doesn't say anything to me. And in my head, I'm like,
yeah,
like heroin guys, they're not like, you're not scared of them, but like, you just don't want to touch them because you don't know.
Yeah,
like radioactive. Like a dude nodding out in a parking lot might have some sort of disease that you don't want to, you don't want to like mix blood.
Yeah.
So like
the plague.
Yeah, literally.
They have old diseases.
Dude, I know.
They have diseases are back. I know. These guys ruined their immune system so much. It's crazy.
Dude, I go out. I'm like, this guy's starting fights with everyone. I'm looking. I'm like, please don't. Please don't. My Uber driver pulls up. Old Asian man. I went, because this guy's, he looks over. He literally sees the driver and goes, and starts walking over to the car. Oh, I'm going, no.
Oh, no.
Dude, he walks up to the window. He's like yelling. I don't know what he's yelling, something. And he walks up to the window and goes, okay, you're a goon. What's a goon to a goblin? To the Asian driver. And I was like, damn, that actually kind of fucking ruled.
He said, okay, you're a goon. What's a goon
to
a goblin?
In his face, he went to the face to the window, Jurassic Park style, dude.
Okay, you're the window.
Like, right, because I thought he was going to yell
something. Trying to open the door. It's like, fuck, they're learning.
I thought he he's gonna yell something terrible. He yelled that, and I went, pretty funny.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right,
that's why you need a Tesla, dude. They don't know how to open those.
True. Yeah.
Those are tough doors, though.
I don't know how to fucking. I get a lift.
You look like an asshole every time.
I've got an Uber for those guys multiple times. I'm like pushing the door. Like, Elon Musk rules and is good at Twitter. No, that doesn't work.
They fucking, yeah, the last thing you want is one of those guys. Although that must, he's, obviously the Asian driver never heard Lil Wayne. He was probably like, damn, that was pretty fucking cool.
He was,
what that guy just said was pretty neat.
He was not happy. It's like a 55-year-old Asian man who was almost, you know when you like, there's a dude who's like so old and very still linked to his like Asian roots. When like you talk to them, it almost looks like it's just like, I guess they just don't understand the language. But he was like, he literally just like looked at this guy yelling, was like the most calm, serene, just, there was no like, what the fuck is this guy doing? It was just kind of like, it's a passive just
beast.
Pretty sick, yeah.
Stoic.
Mass. I think he just drove down from the top of a misty mountain and picked me up. It's real.
Yeah.
But then, so I threw my stuff, I had to load all my groceries in his trunk. So I like, the guy leaves, the Asian guy, and like a slow Mexican dude walked by, and he just looks at him and he goes, fucking pussy. And the dude, he would stop. I like sat there and slowly load him so I could watch. The Mexican guy would literally like, you know, if you like go like that to a dog, he went, he froze. He just went, hey, fuck you, man. And then the guy would laugh and go, you fucking queer. And the dude started fucking with this guy. And he would, every time he said anything to him, he'd go, fuck you, man. Dude, it's like when a dog goes on all fours. He would go, fuck you, man. Dude, and it was, there's such a delay that he'd be like, you fucking pussy, I'll beat your ass. And he'd stop and just go, ah, fuck you, man. And then like go about his, everything he said, the guy would freeze. It was like a 10-second thought. And he'd go, ah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude, it was making me laugh so fucking, I couldn't get over how funny it was.
That's his, yeah.
Oh, I was doing it to
Bernie. Those are the worst homeless. The ones that are just scream, they're always scream, they're in an argument with themselves.
Yeah.
There's dudes all the time in New York that'll just walk past you like, fuck that shit, motherfucker. I told that motherfucker, shut up, bitch. And then they're not on the phone, dude.
I know. You got to walk by them like, please don't make eye contact.
Please don't fucking spit on me.
Yeah. Told you, my friend did the best thing ever when they were around a dude who was just completely losing it. And he was screaming, like locking eyes with people. And he was like, yo, sorry about it. It was his fault. And the guy's like locked eyes with his friend.
Oh, no.
And he's walked away. And he was like, fuck you, dude. No. You fucking asshole.
Oh, my God.
He's like, dude, it was his fault.
Yeah. That would work. I know. There's the motherfucker. That's the guy who's the cause of all my problems.
It was that shit was so fucking funny of his watch. I'd never seen a Target like that.
They got to be pumped for springtime.
Oh, dude.
They get like a month or two grace period here before it gets swelteringly hot.
Well, their whole life makes sense. They get a 2-month period where it's like your life makes sense.
If you get a 24-pack of Gushers you just stole from CVS, a little bag of that sweet stuff.
Did your girl pick you out a shirt?
Go to the park, just lay in the grass. You don't even need the park. Everywhere's the park at that point.
They were camped out in the parking lot itself.
Yeah.
So there was like, you know, those strips of grass, like within like the parking dividers? Perfect. Dude, they had their clothes hanging on like a little shitty tree. And they're just laying in the grass.
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking nuts.
Denver had a nice little tent city.
Really?
Going. Yeah. One of the parks was just a fucking Hooverville.
Yeah, dang.
They're going to tear it down soon.
Are they really?
Making legislation. Everyone's excited about it.
Yeah.
I get it. I'd be excited, but also like, what are you going to do?
Dude, you could buy.
What are you going to do to all these people?
Everyone keeps saying house the homeless. And it's like, dude, is it a biodome? Like, what are we working with here? Are we just going to put them in a Radisson and like act like them being in a Radisson is not going to be a problem? Like, they're not going to, you know what I mean?
I think they did that here. I think they did that a lot of places.
Yeah,
during COVID, they were like, just
toss them in the tail.
Toss them, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why during COVID did we house the homeless?
I don't know. Oh, it was because they were roaming around, like going like 2 feet from people. That was when you really saw how much people cared. I remember like, dude, there's all these guys that stand on Columbus Boulevard and people roll their window down and give them a dollar. During COVID, the window was up and people were just, they didn't get paid anything.
I'm sure for money. I mean, you know, the part of me thinks it's probably just, we got some kickbacks. They're like, we have a budget of $10 billion. We need to help with COVID.
True.
We'll just say renting the Radisson costs $3 million.
Yeah.
It actually cost us $100,000.
True.
We had to keep that.
Yeah, they kicked them back out, didn't they?
I think so.
COVID came out. Yeah, you could do it. My thing is, you could do it. It's like, then what? I mean, just maybe just give them some tube.
Tommy's ex lived down there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And in her, like across the street from her, they just turned it into the homeless center of the city.
Jesus.
So like every day she was out there and like people were just screaming all day. Yeah.
You should, I mean, this
just destroyed her house.
This is a tough take, but it should be. if you become like, not like, you know, there's like, they talk about like housing insecure, where like a dude's crashing on couches. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, you're, that's not, to me, that's not homeless. I get it. You don't have a crib. Yeah. Sucks. But you're not with the bros, dude. That's what I mean. I've heard it before, like, oh, there's like a quarter of people who are homeless. It's like, no, not having a house sucks. I get that. But like, I'm talking about the true dudes.
Yeah.
The true dudes who just walk around all day in a park and have not even an apartment, a couch to crash.
Screaming.
On. Yeah, dude. Those are tough dudes. That level.
What do we do with them?
That level of homeless should be an exchange, country exchange.
Yeah.
We're just like, yo, we hit you.
We could Scarface and we could send them to Cuba.
Yeah, we'll take your best and brightest. Yeah. I'm saying we do a swap. We'll take one of your best and brightest. And you get like four dudes who are just going to stand around and scream in a plaza. And it's like, what else? Well, you know,
yeah,
it's not a bad deal. It's like, you got to give these dudes just like a rice cake every day. We'll take one of your kids into America, and you'll have to now just fucking just herd like five homeless dudes. You're like a Filipino farmer, dude. You have five dudes.
Get them out of the patties.
Screaming out your stepdad, dude.
Yeah. It's screaming.
It's like fucking, imagine instead of waking up to a rooster just being like, motherfucker. Yeah. It's time to get up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the best take in the world, but.
No, I don't. There's no answers.
I mean, it's up to there. That's the only real answer is like, you can't sit, you know, you can't.
Can't do heroin.
You can't do heroin. It's like, and if adults completely lose the ability to care for themselves, someone's either going to have to dedicate their entire lives to going through their assisted daily activities or whatever of living, or those dudes are going to like fucking stroke out on the street. Cause like,
yeah,
it sucks when dudes lose their mind and can't function. It fucking sucks.
It seems to be what everyone's doing is just waiting them out. Just
yeah.
Be like, they're going to die.
Yeah, man. Or they're going to figure out.
They're not going to die. Dude. They don't die.
No.
Or well, they do. There's just a lot of them.
There are. And there's more.
And I think they might die and come back, dude.
I think there's more every day.
I think they die and are just like,
well, they're getting back. They'll probably figure out some sort of like drug to put them on to kind of completely like pacify them. I think that's what's going to happen.
Heroin.
True.
Heroin takes them out for a while.
Well, dude, did you hear my theory right now with the heroin is that I think the drug companies are going to lobby the US or whoever, however that works. They're taking out the cartels right now. I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to start legalizing heroin in like 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, those guys will have legal prescriptions of heroin. So I think like Pfizer is going to be making clinical.
Somebody just didn't Elon just say that?
I don't know.
Somebody, yeah, was like, if we legalize these drugs, there's not going to be overdoses.
Yeah. Well,
we can.
They you know, did it in England. Them. They did it in England, like, I think, like, I don't know, the 1920s or something, where they, like, tossed the bros. You would come in for a prescription. They'd give you clean hair, like, safe heroin. They like, measured out for you. And they'd be like, all right, dude, are you sure you want to stop doing this? And apparently it worked, like, really well.
Mm.
So they say in the book, Chasing the Scream.
Mm.
But, yeah, dude, I think, fine, it'd probably be a good thing, though. But I think they're going to lock up the cartels. So aren't they already, like, locking those bros up right now? In El Salvador?
I don't know. I think it's very difficult.
True. I mean, it's
because they control the government.
Yeah, true. But if you, I mean, it's one of those things you could puppet pretty easily.
Yeah.
Be like, especially if they're like, dude, it's billions of dollars. So yeah. You send in special forces to be like, all right, yo, these guys, the United States military could destroy cartels in like 2 seconds. At least I would think so.
I think there's enough people in America making money off of it.
True, yeah.
And the entire Mexican government's making money off of it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, they'd be tough enemies to have, too, from a political standpoint.
The lads?
Yeah, the lads.
We don't want war with the lads, dude. We're going to need the lads.
I know.
Especially China and Russia teaming up.
Yeah.
They don't want that, though. What if we Normandy China with a bunch of lads?
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
That'd be absolutely unstoppable.
Instead of fucking CCR playing, you just hear fucking... You know? That'd be fun. Pelota!
They would be. You think they have a stronger military?
Mexico?
Yeah, they're such hard. I mean, you know, they get after it.
They do. They have some beasts. They have beasts, but they all join the fucking cartel.
True.
All the like heads of the cartels, like security and shit, are former like generals.
I wonder if they'll pay them off. I wonder if they'll be like, look, you guys are not cartels. You're actually production facilities. Pfizer's going to control the distribution of all the world's heroin. I mean, I guess they would be like, no. Can't have a ball. That's a jefe.
That would be awesome.
I think that's going to happen.
For them, they'd be like, all right, nice. Now we all don't die and go to jail.
Yeah, well,
we'll just keep making heroin.
They're
going to get hit with salaries. They're going to be like, actually, you guys make 60 grand a year now.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No.
Three.
I'm the jefe. Yeah, true.
It's like, all right, well, we're going to make it illegal. or we're going to make illegal stuff, sell it cheaper.
I mean, they also might be like, we're going to make it legally and come down here and I'll call my friends in the Pentagon. They'll bomb you guys. I think again, maybe not, but I have a feeling that's going to happen. Dude, it's billions of dollars, and it's not going to be hard in 15 years to legalize heroin. It's going to be actually probably really easy.